Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's get you some NIL news. Schools in Georgia have legal cover to immediately begin paying their athletes directly. This comes from the governor, who signed an order that prohibits the NCAA or athletic conferences from punishing any university or college in Georgia for offering compensation or compensating an intercollegiate student athlete for the use of such student athletes' NIL.
So this is similar to what Virginia did recently, the state of Virginia, in July.
Yep, Virginia and Virginia Tech can both, yeah.
Yeah, they have, Virginia and Virginia Tech have not discussed publicly their plans. Basically, from what I have read, is that Georgia and Georgia Tech have no plans to pay players out of school money, right? It's still going to be NIL stuff. But what this does, and the reason why, you know, they're happy with the Governor Kemp for doing this, and why Virginia, Virginia Tech are happy with, I don't know Virginia's governor, but the reason they're happy is because if other schools around the country started directly paying these players, Georgia could say, hey, we can do that too.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Well, that goes back to the article. This is coming from ESPN. So sources told ESPN that neither Georgia or Georgia Tech, the two power conference schools in the state, have plans to start paying players immediately. But as Bocha said, the executive order gives them the option to pay players if other schools around the county start to do so. Now, a statement did come from Georgia Tech, and this is from the athletic director, Josh Brooks, and he thanked the governor. He said, we extend our sincere gratitude for his leadership today. So he said, in the absence of nationwide image and likeness regulation, this executive order helps our institutions with the necessary tools to fully support our student athletes in the pursuit of NIL opportunities. They remain competitive with our peers and secure the long-term success of our athletic program. I think that's the important part, remaining competitive with your peers.
It's a cover-your-ass bill that the state and the major athletic directors in this state got together, and it's a cover-your-ass bill. Just in case.
Well, I think that the other thing to take away, and I don't know if you guys saw the headline yesterday with Tennessee adding the talent fee on the back of their tickets starting next year. I mean, that's what it's for, right? Why do you do that? So that you can pay your players from your university. Now, I don't know how I feel about actually tagging it with a talent fee on the actual ticket. Like, you could just raise ticket prices and it could just be a talent fee. I don't know that you need to actually make it public. Well, here's your talent fee. But it is what it is. I don't know. I'm sitting in a different chair, I guess, than most, where I look at it. I'm like, I don't want to pay the talent fee. It's, you know what I mean?
No. Well, it's the end of it's. It, look, if, as soon as this bill has to be used, as soon as Georgia Tech has to use the luxury of this bill, college athletics is dead.
Well, you just wonder, with all the money being generated, how everything can be spread about throughout possibly other sports or even staff-wise. I saw some interesting tweets going out from people who are SIDs, sports information directors, for those of you who don't know the word. It's kind of like PR, like in the NFL world or in a professional world. And so a lot of those people are kind of raising questions of, all right, am I, you know, going to get paid a little bit better now? So it's really interesting to see how all this is
That's a really good question. I would be interested to see if there is, with this bill and everything else going on, if there is a floor or if there is a standard income for these athletes all across the board. With it being tickets and you paying a talent fee, I wonder if that opens up a floodgate of paying those guys that are playing in those games where the talent fee is being paid to pay them more money. I think that would be one of the biggest questions I have as well as we move forward throughout this process.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.